right, we're going to check listener email to get going here. Sometimes text messages come in as well. I group them all together. And oftentimes we do listener email. It'll be people seeking advice, or they had something funny happen and they want to share it with us and get input from us and from you if you're listening. But that's not what we're talking about right here. These are more comments. These are listener comments we got. Now, of course, everybody, it's a cultural event in the Great Garden State when Bruce is home. And he was in town the other night at the Prudential Center. And we were lucky enough to be there. And a lot of people come and say, well, how was the show? What did you think? Did you have a good time? And we will get into all of that. Questions like, did you leave early? Because I mentioned to Joe that I'm someone who never stays throughout an entire concert.
Yeah.
And he thought you had to make an exception this time around. I will answer in just a moment whether or not that was the case. But we did get a bunch of messages after Joe gave me a hard time about saying I was probably going to bail about an hour into the show.
Yeah, we got a message. Someone said they're going to the show, but they have nosebleeds. So if we plan on leaving early, they'd like us to message them and bring our suite tickets up to them.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Sure. Whatever. If you want to go, go for it. Someone else said, if you're leaving early, I don't have a ticket, so I'll wait in my car. You can take my car home, and I'll take your tickets.
Well, that would depend what kind of car you have. What are you driving? Are we talking a luxury car, an import, domestic?
What are you pushing?
Is it a stick shift?
And then our friend Brian in Eatontown.
I love it. Tito Puente Brian.
Yes, had a couple of questions for us because we were talking about if you were going to leave, you would leave a Frank Sinatra.
Well, that's what I said.
Early.
I said it could be Sinatra and the Pope.
Right.
And I would leave.
And he said.
And I say that because I have the utmost respect for the Holy Father.
Oh, of course.
And for the Pope, you know.
Well, he wanted to know if you were to walk out of the Frank Sinatra and Pope concert, who would be the opener on that double bill?
Well, as
he
said, it's a silly answer. The answer, of course, is the Pope would be opening for Frank because it's Frank Sinatra. You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Yes. And then he was also curious to know whether or not Joe Nolan would be drunk and or naked by 9:15 if that, in fact, was the time.
Well, Joe was invited to join us and was unable to join us.
Yes.
Because this was just for staff. So we were not doing plus ones because we only had a limited number of passes into the suite.
Right.
So Joe said, well, Marianne will kill me if I go without her. So that's fine. Give it to somebody who can also go, which was nice of Joe.
Absolutely.
So my guess is the answer is 100% he was naked. And 100% he was drunk.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, I don't think there was any kind of hootenanny going on. He just usually how Joe ends up at the end of the night is face down after.
How do you know? you leave early everywhere. You don't know what the end of the night looks like.
No, I don't know if he ends up naked, but I do know, even leaving early, how plastered Joe is very quickly.
Yes.
He and Mary can drink anybody under, and God bless him.
Absolutely.
And I thought I was a professional. I cannot keep up with him. He'll just go and go and go and go, and he seems fine. You know, his cheeks just get more Santa Claus-y.
That's right.
We also got a note. Someone accused us of being a conservative talk show.
Yeah.
Now, when I think conservative talk show, I think of like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And I don't think we discuss politics even half the week. I mean, maybe two or three days a week, something will come up that has to do with politics or a famous person, but we never talk about the topics at all. So I was trying to figure out where this could come from.
Right.
And you message the guy back and he goes, you make fun of Governor Phil Murphy all the time. I'm like, well, yeah, of course. Have you seen him? It has nothing to do with his policy.
Right.
I don't really care about that, except for the plastic bags. That's ridiculous. There's no reason we can't have plastic bags. But mostly we bring him up because of his bad hairdo.
Yeah. And again, my frustration with the plastic bags is that they still wrap everything else in plastic, but then I can't put it in a plastic bag to leave. So that's my frustration.
I'm all for saving the polar bears, but this is just a stupid, politically correct thing.
And we make fun of all politicians.
Oh,
it doesn't matter what party you're with.
I feel like I should say something to try and please both sides. Because most shows won't do that. I'm trying to think of what I could say that would make both sides happy. And I think I'm going to go with Meatball Ron, because I think both sides can agree that Governor DeSantis looks like a big meatball.
Meatball Ron.
We all can agree on that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else Meatball Ron's getting right. You get plastic bags at the Publix supermarket in his state.
That's
no problem
right
there, baby.
I was a big fan of his when I was down there a couple of weeks ago.
We got a texter earlier who brought up something with the governor, because we make fun of Governor Phil a lot, and they said, well, not his policies. Again, I don't really, I'm not going to get into that. I just think he's got goofy hair going, and they were making fun of his teeth. And I looked at a couple of pictures. If you Google this, Governor Phil Murphy teeth, there's all kinds of Google images here.
Yeah.
He does have something. Not that they're crooked, per se. There's just something, they're a little misshapen. And I had never noticed that before.
Someone just texted and said, Murphy's got summer teeth. Some are here, some are there.
That's like a butterfish.
See, now that's funny. You know, and people get so angry about this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny.
Summer that is
teeth,
funny.
That's great.
Got a nice note here from listener Kerry Gerson, because this was on Facebook where they called us the, you people are doing a right-wing radio show. I'm like, we're not. We're just doing funny, right?
Yeah.
Kerry here says, I'm with you guys. If we lack a tolerance for things, It's not political. It's just having high expectations of people in the public eye with a touch of perfectionism. It's who we are. We should be better. That means better candidates on all sides. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's exactly right. We're just pointing out that there's some boobs out there, look much like myself, in the public eye. That's all. So thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that.
It's very well put.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she
Carrie,
should run.
You should run.
Carrie, you should run yes. for office. Hopefully you got straight teeth.
And give her a show on this station.
Man, everybody's got one, right? She commented under, we did a video for the 5K thing we're giving away, the $5,000 we're giving
yeah,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I mentioned I wanted this re-edited, but there's still, depending on which website you go to, the original cut. And I just look like Orson Welles after he swallowed a beach ball, waddling around on this video. It's just, I'd like they recorded it from the feet up, so it's just this horrible
it's
angle.
It's not a great angle.
Oh, God, and you can see the still. It's just terrible. Like War of the Worlds.
This is why I did not appear in the video, because I do not like videos.
Yeah, but you look great.
They're unforgiving.
Great,
no.
See, everybody tells her she doesn't want to hear it. She looks great.
No. But that's how you said, right. We're going to do a video. I said, I'm not doing a video.
We were talking about Batman before. I look like the Penguin. I look like Burgess Meredith.
Come on.
If you ever saw a TV commercial with for this radio program, there'd be Rochelle and no one else.
Not Stop
turn
it.
Off, not me.
You
not,
guys are
not,
just...
That really is what we should do. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Put her in a little one of those tight fit and hot looking boss shirts and just say, boom.
Absolutely
we
not.
We got the good looking DJ right here.
Not unless you guys are going to. I need to crowdfund my plastic surgery first because then I'm all for it. But until then.
He's saying, I'm the only one allowed on TV because everyone else is horrible looking.
And that's no joke.
True.
Let me tell you. That's no joke. Oh, my God. You could end up with a TV commercial with Kermit in it. Then we'd really have a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's another one that should never be on TV. Yep.
By the way, no one cares. I know that. But the room, I mean, anybody goes into their office, expects it to be ready to go to start their workday.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
The room covered in candy wrappers and crumbs. And it's because of his Sunday morning show yesterday. He makes a mess, doesn't clean up after himself. It's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah.
The boy is a pig. He really is.
Oh, there's no question.
His
about
poor
that.
Wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's little chocolate fingerprints on the control panel here. It's disgusting. It really is.
That's gross.
I wish I was kidding. I'm not. It's disgusting. The engineering people saw this, they'd be horrified.
They'd be horrified.
Because I can see what it is. It's like it's like Sherlock Holmes, because I can see the chocolate fingerprints. Then I look over in a garbage can and I can see he was eating ho-hos. So I know it was him because he's the only one that does that.
Oh, yeah. He eats the ho-hos. He's big on the ho-hos. See, I think part of it is too is that like me too is that when you're out of the house, you know, you go a little wild because you're on your own and you can do what you want.
Yeah.
And the idea is to get rid of the wrappers before anybody sees them in your house.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the brain power to figure all that out.
Okay.
He got rid of the wrappers. He just left the chocolate evidence everywhere.
Well, he could have taken the trash out. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Kermit the Wonder Frog. He doesn't take trash out. Come on, what are you kidding me? He's 4,000 radio stations.
Just nasty. This is why Rochelle is the superstar in the commercial.
Oh my gosh, you guys are ridiculous.
That's funny.
Put her on TV. Good morning, America, and welcome to a Back to Business Monday. Big show now on the radio for April the 17th, 2023. Robbie and Rochelle, whole crew is here. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere on the free Boss app. I know what you're thinking. How late did Robbie and Rochelle stay the other night at the Springsteen show? And I'll tell you what, Joe, you caused great trouble for me because I had some listeners that joined us that were lucky enough to win passage into our Boss party suite. And everybody comes up and goes, oh, so how late are you going to stay? I heard Joe make fun of you this morning. Had at least five people come up and say that.
Good.
What I said is I'm going to stay as late as I can before my eyes start watering.
Yeah.
And we did. We had a great time. But I'm going to be honest with you. We did not stay until the very end. Yeah. And to my defense, Bruce did not get on stage till almost 8:30. It was probably about 8:15, 8:20. He was almost an hour behind. And that was because there was such a big, long line getting into the Prudential Center.
It was hard to get in.
Well, you know what? That's always, when you go to hockey, if you go there a lot, you know that happens all the time. But the thing is that particularly if you're trying to get into some of those VIP entrances, here's a little secret for you. Go around the other side of the building.
I got to tell you the truth. We did think of this.
We did.
And it was just bad all the way around because there was so. I mean, that house was absolutely packed. There was not a seat available in that venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was.
And
just,
and you know what else too? I used to see this at concerts up at the old Giant Stadium and at MetLife. You know, the people who go to the Jet and Giant games go in and out of there all the time. They know how to do it. They know where they're going to park. They know how to get in. They know how to get out. They use the same way all the time. Now you have a concert. Nobody knows anything about anything. They don't have any idea where they're going. And you know, you have all these people who don't know what they're doing. And it takes forever to get out of a concert at MetLife.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing you know, the Prudential Center. As you go in and out with the hockey fans, I know exactly what I'm doing. You know, when I go to a hockey game, I know exactly how to get in, what entrance to use, how to get in, how to get out. And when you have people who have hardly ever been there or maybe never have been there before, you know, that's what happens. It gets all confused.
I'll also say this. I am not a Bruce expert like our friend Tom, who does the Springsteen show, nor am I a Bruce super fan, but I certainly enjoy the music. I like the hits. You know, he's obviously a legend, right? Unlike previous times I've seen him live, there were hits. He did one I didn't know, but then he did some hits. You know, we were proven all night. So that was cool. With this set, he was kind of doing a hit, deep cut.
Right.
And I love when he does those soul cover songs. He did a Commodore song, The Night Shift. I mean, I was rocking out to that. So it was a great show. Everything was great about it.
That's on his new album. He has a new album with those.
Right, right. And he did a bunch of the sweet soul music, I think he did.
Really good. Oh, the album's great. His voice is great for that stuff.
Everybody went nuts for Jersey Girl, of course. It was fun. It was good. But we made it to about 10 o'clock or so. We didn't get home until 11:30 by all time all was said and done. Here's the other thing, and Joe, you'll appreciate this, is I just, for some reason, thought I would look snazzy and wear dress pants and a sport coat. And leather shoes, you know, my dress shoes.
He had a a long sleeve button down shirt with a thick dress coat with his sport coat on, pants, leather shoes.
So we get off the train and then we walk over to the venue, which, as you know, is about, a 7-8 minute walk. And so I'm absolutely, I'm so wet that I feel like there's a puddle in my butt crack. It's so bad by the time we cut to the line. And then it's even worse standing in line, standing out there with all those people around.
It was very, very warm on Friday.
So I apologize if I smelled people coming up because I was just covered.
Gross.
But other than that, it was a fun night and the food was great and the staff was great. And, by the way, I know she's up early listening. Kudos to Denise, who works in her office, because she was kind of like the little elf that made everything happen.
Anything
made
sure, you needed,
yeah,
anything
everybody
you
felt
wanted.
Special. She was just awesome.
She was wonderful.
So I just want to give her a little shout out because she's one of those behind the scenes folks that doesn't get the credit she deserves because she makes everything happen. And I'm just a bozo. I wouldn't know what to do. So she did that. So anyway, does that answer all your questions, Joe? Are we good? Can we move on now?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Good.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to know. I figured I'd address it right up front. So there you go.
It's all over, done with, and we don't have to, you did a good job.
Thanks,
How was
Joe.
The train ride?
Oh, train was fine.
Train was great.
Matter of fact, we happened to bump into our friends at Chocolate Carousel, you know, John and Lisa, who advertised
That's
with us. Yeah, and they happened to be on the train. So it was a fun ride. And then Kane got on the train, our nighttime DJ, so it was a good time.
And I had a couple little nips in my bag, so we shot those back before we got it.
Joe, she had more than a couple of nips, but that's a, we had a Marianne situation, but that's all right.
Oh, I know. We'll be going to the hockey game when we leave, and the train from here is 22 minutes, right? So it's not like it's a long train, right? She'll have two Coors Lights in her bag. And I'm like, what do you need two for?
You never know.
What don't you need two
exactly.
for?
You never,
exactly.
There could be you delayed. It could be delayed.
You never know. You never know how long you're going to be on that train.
Right now, it's time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Every day we hear from local businesses, organizations, community groups, sometimes even charities, looking to raise a little awareness, telling us about a fun event, something good they're doing in the hood, or maybe they're even trying to raise funds for what they do, make it happen. You can always let us know on the Boss Text Connect, 732-774-4444, by sending us a direct message on Facebook at 1071theboss, or, of course, a website, which is 1071theboss.com. And there you can also see a complete list of station events and community events, see where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour. Announcement time. Cinco de Mayo right around the corner.
Ooh.
Boss Roadies and Van Dusen going to be live. Matter of fact, he's doing his whole show live in the afternoon at Escondido in Freehold starting at 3 o'clock. They'll have mariachi band, games, giveaways, drink specials, and a whole lot more. Get ready for Dusen and Cinco de Mayo coming up May the 5th, 3 p.m.
And it's on a Friday this year.
Oh, that's right.
All the
Friday.
Good stuff is happening on Fridays this year. I'm so excited.
There you go. Reminder to make plans to be part of the official Joe Nolan first day of summer. Summer blast off with 107.1 The Boss is coming Friday, May 26th. It's only 5 weeks away when
it's
you think
crazy.
About it. I feel like we've been planning it for so long. It's so far in the future, but it's coming right up. It's presented by the world-famous Autoland Route 22 in Springfield, and it happens in Lavalette at the shore on the beach at the fabulous Crab's Claw Inn Historic Restaurant. Everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. It's a big party. It starts at 6 a.m. I want to mention one of the performers there. It's headlined by Constantine Maroulis, a Broadway star and American Idol star, and by John Ford Coley, rock and roll royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of hits. But also, fresh new face Jake Thistle will be there.
Yes.
And he's a local kid who's making good. I mean, I don't think you were with me, but I ran into him the other night at the Bruce Show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
He came to see Cunningham.
Okay.
And I happened to run into the two of them in the hallway, and he was like, oh, man, I'm so excited to do the blast off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He said Scott made him get up at 6 a.m. when he was on his show, his last show when he retired last week.
Yes.
He said, so I'm so glad you guys let me come at 10 a.m. with Michelle. You're welcome, Jake Thistle.
Sleep in.
That's right.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
10th annual Asbury Park Restaurant Tour is going on this weekend, Sunday, noon to 4. Samples and demos from 20 participating Asbury Park restaurants. Tickets and info, get them now. They're going fast. AsburyParkChamber.com. New Jersey Pokemon card and collectible show. I got to say Pokemon just right or I'll upset my stepson.
It's true.
Sunday, 9 to 5, the convention center. 15,000 square feet with over 165 tables of graded, raw, sealed wax packs, wax bones, vintage, modern, current. The people into the Pokemon cards are into the Pokemon cards.
Pokemon.
Not Pokemon. Pokemon. Yes. NewJerseyExpoCenter.com for the details. It's Pokemon. All right. Art in a Garden. That goes on this weekend. Saturday at Calgo Gardens in Freehold. Local artists and artisans, seasonal plants and flowers. You have you relax on the patio with food and music and more. The entrance fee donated to the community food pantry. You can buy them ahead of time at calgogardens.com for the info. And there you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. We got a really funny guy, really talented guy on the line. He's got a new comedy special out called The Salesman, or it's coming out. We'll talk to him about that. He just played a show at Uncle Vinny's down in Point Beach.
Oh.
He's got one coming up in New York at the New York Comedy Club. I was watching this guy's YouTube clips, man. He is funny. Greg Warren, good morning.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you saying that, man.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was not familiar with your work, but I got these videos sent to
me. And,
Well, no, I don't know that that's true, but I
that's
was not.
That's not true.
And I was watching for about a half an hour. I'm like, man, this guy is funny. I love him. So I was like, we got to get him on the show. So here you are.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. I lived in the city for like 4 years, actually.
Well, how'd that go for you?
It was good, man. I mean, there's some stuff, you know. Here's New York to me. I got some luggage when I was there. I got one of those like roller bags that you pull behind you.
Sure.
And the handle broke off. And I had to pick it up and I had to carry it, right? So I was walking through the city and I passed this guy and he goes, hey, it's got wheels. You don't have to carry it. He thought I was that dumb and he was that smart.
Yeah.
So in his head, he was like, I see things that other people don't see. I have a gift. I got to share the gift. He said that. He goes, it's got wheels. I go, thanks, man. I didn't know what those things were for.
You know what? That
this
perfectly
ride my bicycle a lot easier.
Yeah. Perfectly describes New York City. Really?
City,
it really
yeah.
does.
Yeah, that's like sort of my whole, that's that. If people don't, if you haven't been, like, that's it.
It's just jerk offs telling you how to use your luggage. Welcome to New York. Oh, that's funny. Now, you were at Uncle Vinny's, I mentioned, here in Jersey, I don't know, about a week or so, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, last weekend. Yeah, it was great. Man.
There was a big blow up there on that stage. There wasn't, remember someone threw a bottle at the lady or something?
Yeah. Nothing. That's my friend. That's Ariel Elias. She's my friend. Man.
Right.
When she comes to the Midwest, she stays at my place, man. She's awesome. Yeah, she's really, really funny.
But, man, she set that guy straight, so that was really great to see that clip. But you didn't have anything crazy happen when you were at Uncle Vinny's, did you?
No, I mean, and I was praying for it. You know, Ariel blew up after that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing is, that bottle's not going to cut it at that point. Like, they would have had to throw, like, a farm animal at me, to top Ariel's thing. Nobody threw anything at me. It was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I can understand
You guys need to step it up in your church.
Don't say that. You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't, man.
Sometimes, I was going to say, sometimes I say stuff and then we walk out the door and I'm looking both ways that there's not going to be some wise guy trying to blow up my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I do worry about that a little bit. Let me, I'm not going to ask you to do a routine, but I got to mention this to you because it was so good. Your bit about where you get seated when you walk at a restaurant and there's nobody else there was just fantastic. And I don't want you to do it. I wouldn't put you on a spot like that, but I wish that, like, where do you get your ideas for material? Did that actually happen to you?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I haven't done it in a while. I have like 20 minutes on restaurants because I've been, I've been living on the road for 25 years and I'm in restaurants every day eating by myself. And all you do is just sort of look around. Yeah. It's nuts, man. Yeah. They always want to know, like, when you're by yourself, like, they treat you differently.
Yeah. Like, it is true.
If, they put you at these tables. They're so small, like it limits what you can order. It's like, what do you want? Well, I want the fajitas, but they're not going to fit. I'll just go with the tower of onion rings because, you know, we can make use of our vertical space.
What's the line you say where that you want to sit where you want to sit in a booth, but it's a different waitress's section? You say, listen, together we can do this. We can move sections. It's anything is possible in this universe. Oh, man, that's great.
They're so uptight about those sections. Yeah, it's insane. I walked to this place. I was like, hey, I want to sit there. They go, that section's closed. Really? Half your restaurant is closed? Let me guess. The reason you're able to close off half your restaurant is you don't have any customers. So you're not really in a position to tell me where I can or cannot sit. Matter of fact, I do want to sit in that section. I want to take all the tables and chairs and I want to build a fort. You let me do it because you need the business. There's nobody in here.
I told you this guy was great, man. Oh, that's good. Let me ask you a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis. In Missouri. And, I live here now, but I've lived kind of like all over. I was in, I moved to Texas right out of college.
Huh.
That's what the special's all about. A lot of it's about. I took this job selling like peanut butter and potato chips and cake mix and Sunny Delight when I got out of college.
Sunny D.
Yeah, Sunny D, man. Yeah.
It's called The Salesman. That's the name of the special on Netflix.
Yeah. It's actually on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Okay.
Yeah. My buddy, Nate Bargatze, who's a great comic and doing really well, he is producing a couple of specials. He directed it. So it's going on the Nate Land YouTube channel. I'm pretty excited about it.
That's great. You know, it's funny, as you grew up in Missouri and you say Missouri, and I find there are people that say that, and then the other Missourians say Missouri, and they sound like 1920s attorneys with the way, Missouri. It's kind of funny.
Those are hillbillies, man.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Sophisticated St. Louis people say Missouri. I see.
Yeah, man. It basically, St. Louis and Kansas City say Missouri, and the rest of those hillbillies say Missouri.
Now, the special is streaming on YouTube this week, The Salesman, right?
It comes out on April 21st.
21st, okay. So yeah, 1 week from today, I guess. From tomorrow. Yeah, no, from today. That's how math works. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Man, I hope you'll come back and talk to us again, Greg. It's great to meet you. Great to talk to you.
Man, I would love to. And I'll be at New York Comedy Club on the
19th.
Down in Midtown. So, pretty excited to come back. Man, it was really good talking to you guys, man.
Good talking to you, too. Thanks for making time for us, Greg. That's Greg Warren. Funny guy, isn't he? Man, I like him a lot.
Very funny.
Missouri. Those are hillbillies.
Yeah.
Thanks for straightening that out.
That is funny.
Pretty good.
All right. Very funny. So, spent a lot of time down in Lenoka Harbor this weekend.
Oh, yeah? You're working on the boat still?
Working on the boat, yeah. But on the way back, Marianne said, why don't we just stop up at the Crab's Claw and have dinner? I said,
all right.
So we zip into the Crab's Claw, and the two of you came up, and I said, you know, they'd really like to come up and hang out and do whatever. And she said, okay, we'll invite them.
Is this an invitation? Yeah,
this is, well. So I said, you know, Rochelle, all right, but I mean, you know, you really, Robbie?
You didn't say that.
No, I know. But it was, so we gotta make that happen. And then what was the other thing we talked about? I forget. I don't know. But we were talking about the station and lady, you know, a couple of people came up. I listen to you guys all the time.
Aww, oh, that's nice.
Love
good.
That.
Good. Yeah, so that's good.
Well, considering we're talking about them quite a bit, because the blast off is just coming right up.
No, these were patrons. These were people who were just there, you know. And then one of the staff members who works on the weekends is going to take Friday off so she can be there and have some fun, as opposed to not being able to have any fun.
Yeah, well, that's why we got to keep mentioning it, because you got to put that time off request in, you know, a couple weeks. Sure. Ahead of time. Sure. So get that in now so you can have the day off. You don't have to worry about it.
But the good news is you get the whole day. You can be there first thing in the morning at 6. You can come at 2 o'clock and enjoy the final hour with Joe. I mean, so it, you know, you can all day.
We should have some sort of prize for someone who comes at 6 a.m. and stays there the whole time.
Yeah, we could do that.
No? Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Someone who comes from the furthest distance.
Yeah.
How far did you come?
Anybody here from Finland? Anybody from Japan? Anybody from Paramus?
They can make that up.
Yeah, I'm sure I can find something to give away. Sure, we can do that. We'll have tickets for the Collective Soul concert that's happening at night, and then Crowded House also in Red Bank. So we'll have some tickets to give away. We can do that.
Mm.
We'll get one of those good looking, tight fitting.
Well, sure. I mean, those we'll have all day long. The boss shirts, absolutely. But we really need to have a special shirt made just for this event.
We should. That would be fun.
I think we need staff badges also. We didn't have any staff badges.
Yeah, we had those
last
year.
Yeah, we did. Sure, yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right. Joe made them up. Mm-hmm. That's
that
right.
Cost us a fortune. What, are you kidding me?
That's right. I've heard
do that.
I meant to save it. I must have lost it. Because I usually save those badges as a little memento.
We have it.
All right.
It happened around our last move last year, if you recall. Yeah. So we were like unpacking everything. So, you know, it's hard when you're constantly moving and everything's thrown in a box. But we do have it in the house somewhere.
I'm looking for the coffee mugs and the Joe Nolan event badge.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll have those again. We'll have those again. We'll do everything we did. You know, it'll all be the same.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to have this comedian Greg Ward come down. I'm a huge super fan now. We'll have him show up, too.
Yeah, and you put his phone number in, and you'll put his phone number in your cell, and you'll call him, and he won't call you back. So it'll be just like the other guy.
And what's funny about that is it hurts because it's true. I have his cell number in my head. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll text him. And now Joe makes a good point. So it's,
they don't want to hear from you.
You tell him we'll throw something at him. He'll love it.
Yeah. Oh man, even that kid who sung that Jersey song 2 years ago at the thing at the blast off. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I text him. He don't want to hear. He could care less. He doesn't care anything. We paid him. He's gone.
Come on, Ruth. Sheesh.
Yeah. You know, but anyway.
Somebody offered me $50, I'd be there. Let me tell you. That's a dinner, baby. I got to tell you, it is about the only thing that makes a Monday bearable for me. It's time once again for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Oh, yeah.
This is so much fun. We brought this back, and people seem to love it, and we're glad they do, and we're going to do it again today. Joe, you were off last week. I mentioned we had a good one, a tough one, but a good one. It's Bob Hoskins, who played the detective in Who Framed Roger Rabbit and a number of other things. He's also in the last Super Mario movie. There's the number one movie right now. By the way, another huge weekend for Super Mario Brothers.
I
think it's almost up to $1 billion in ticket sales. Huge.
That's amazing.
Time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. Never heard it before. I got a little envelope here, and inside, kind of like a little scroll you might find in a fortune cookie with the name of a deceased celebrity from some realm of stardom, whether it be film, television, music, politics, sports. Famous for being famous. Mm-hmm. It's up to Rochelle and Joe to ask one-word yes or no questions. I should say yes or no questions, not necessarily one-word questions. And then I will answer those questions. We'll try and figure out who it is. If they can't, we will open up the phones and give you a chance to set the record straight. Here we go. Dead Guy in the Envelope, April 17th edition. Joe Nolan begins.
Is this guy, only because you just said it, is this guy a politician?
No.
Okay. Is this a man?
Yes.
Okay.
Actor?
Nope.
Singer?
Yep.
80s.
As in died in his 80s or famous in the
80s? No. Famous in the 80s.
Sure.
Okay.
Did he die recently?
No.
Within the last 10 years?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Did he die in the 80s?
No.
Did he have a horrific death?
No. Well, I mean, I guess that's
did he die in a fiery car crash or something like that?
No.
Did he die of old age?
No.
Or was he old when he died?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Not a horrific Prince. Death,
right,
though.
Right,
you know,
right.
Not a, yeah.
Prince.
No.
It's too fresh.
That's right, yeah. He's still room temperature, so.
Yeah, probably
not, but you know what I mean.
No, not at all.
Was he famous for anything other than singing?
No.
Oh, man. Top 10 hits in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he British?
Yes.
Ooh. Was he in a group?
Yes. That one's a bit of a trick.
Well, what?
He was in a group, yes. That was the answer to Joe's question. But.
All right, time to get the Whitburn book out.
Does he have a Grammy, or did he have a Grammy?
Jesus, why do you do this to me?
Well, because I need to know, because that
She figured you'd be prepared.
Yes, I'm prepared. I have papers here. I printed out 2 pages. It just took me a second to double check. Yes, he had, matter of fact, he had 2 Grammys. Among his many awards, there are several other awards as well that I'm seeing here on the bio sheet.
Hmm.
You want to go over what we know so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. All right.
So we know this is a male,
a singer known primarily for singing, really not for anything else. We know that he died more than 10 years ago. We know that he was popular in the 1980s. We know that he had top 10 hits in the 80s. We know that he was a member of a group. We also know that he had two Grammy Awards for his performances. That's what we know so far about the dead guy in the envelope.
Was he married?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's narrow it down. Was this guy a rocker?
Yes.
Is it Freddie Mercury?
No. Okay. Best thing to do is just keep asking questions. Mm-hmm. That is a good guess. That is a good guess.
Two Grammys. Huh.
I'll go ahead and tell you, also won several Brit Awards. That's the thing we forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. You guys did correctly ask if he was American or British, and he's British.
Mm-hmm.
Also won MTV Video Music Award. That is kind of a clue. We'll grab a couple more answers from you two, and then Joe's going to do his thing, and then maybe we'll open the phones here. We seem to have hit a road bump.
Did he win his awards while with the group?
No.
Okay, so he won them as an artist himself then.
There's why it was a trick.
Okay.
Part of a group, also a solo artist, yes.
Okay.
Of course, that could be many people.
Right.
Could be Paul McCartney, but...
But he's not dead.
Paul is with us. Yeah, Paul is with us. Yeah. Thank God for that.
Did he ever do a single with Elton John?
No.
So much for George Michael.
Remember, George Michael died. We know this person died more than 10 years ago.
He died more than 10 years
George
ago.
George, we only lost about 5 years ago, I think.
I know. I was thinking David Bowie, but he just died too.
Yep, 2016, I want to say.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to do the thing and then open the phones? Joe, you want to do the thing and then come back?
British.
He's British, yeah.
He's British. Sure he won two Grammys?
Positive.
Okay.
Two Grammy Awards.
All right.
Did he die in the 90s?
No.
Did he die in the 2000s?
Yes.
Okay. I got to figure that out.
Are you Googling rock stars who died in the 2000s? You guys cheat. You're supposed to just do this from memory, just off the top of your head.
No, we cheat all the time.
Are you kidding me?
We always used to cheat. Are you kidding me? We'd never get these things if we didn't cheat.
You get the Billboard Hot 100 record chart book open.
Is it Chester Bennington?
No.
Oh.
No.
Sorry, I thought I had it. I was so excited.
Who is that, the Linkin Park guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not him. All right, right smack dab in the middle of dead guy in the envelope, Rochelle tapping her finger on her chin, deep in thought right now. Let's do a little recap of what we know about the dead guy in the envelope. He is famous as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
He is British. Mm-hmm. He has won two Grammy Awards, a Brit Award, an MTV Video Music Award. He's been part of a group, also a solo artist. Matter of fact, won his Grammys as a solo artist, known as a rock and roller. So we're not talking disco or anything like that, or classical music, anything like that. We know the guy died in the 2000s, sometime between the year 2000 and 2010. We know that he did not die of old age, though it was not a horrific death. He certainly died younger than natural causes, no question about that. We know that he was married as well and was popular in the 80s. Not necessarily saying he began in the 80s, but was popular. And matter of fact, had hit records, top 10 hit records in the 80s. That's what we know so far about the dead guy in the envelope.
Is it Robert Palmer?
It is Robert Palmer. Didn't even have to go to the phones on that one.
Yeah.
Nice job.
This is the first one I ever
First ever victory.
This is my first one.
First victory for Rochelle in Dead Guy in the Envelope. We didn't even have to go to the phones.
Yes.
I do want to go check this person out here. Good morning. It's the boss. I wanted to grab to see if a person calling in knows it's... Hi, it's the boss. You're on the air.
Robert Palmer?
Yeah, Robert Palmer. Rochelle just got it a second ago. Thank you for calling. I see people were right there with you. They figured it out right when you figured
it out.
That's
so exciting.
This was a pretty good one today.
That was a good one.
All right. Congratulations on your first ever Dead Guy in the Envelope victory. It is Robert Palmer. He's part of the group Power Station for a while. Some Like It Hot, and won the clue with the Video Music Award was for Addicted to Love, that famous video with the models with the big red lipstick.
Right.
And then remember, Shania Twain spoofed that when she did the Man I Feel Like a Woman video. So there you are, Dead Guy in the Envelope, April 17th edition, a big success, as Rochelle has her first ever championship.
That's so exciting. You know what is not so exciting?
What's that?
my computer isn't working.
What do you mean it's not working?
I don't know. It's not working.
You got a black screen of death going?
Nothing's working.
Well, this is what happens when you're using it to try and figure this out.
I don't know what to do. Joe goes old school
with a book and you go to Wikipedia.
I don't know why that's cheating to look up. I mean, I wasn't looking up exact names. I was just looking up people who were in groups and then...
Because it gave you ideas. You're supposed to think of this with your own brain power is what I'm saying.
You know what? It's 7 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. I don't know what you want from me.
Are we not doing a hashtag mom? Because we can't fire up the socials. Is that what you're
telling me? I'm doing my best here, but I don't know what's... Okay, I think I got him. Okay. Hold on. I got it. We got it.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening
every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Got a janky cord there, but we're ready to go. We are from moms just like you.
Jordan Bird said, parenting is okay, except for once in a while when my three-year-old requests ham hands for lunch, which is when she just takes two handfuls of ham and eats it in the living room while she watches TV.
I know a lot of guys with ham hands.
Ham hands.
They come at you with those big ham hands.
At Red, Yellow, Green Dance said, my one-year-old hit my five-year-old with a toy, so she got upset and asked me if we could return him to the hospital and pick up a nicer one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to turn this one in for a fresh new model.
And Sonia Phillips said, I was shocked to hear this little girl say that she wanted to be a streetwalker when she grows up until I realized what she meant was a crossing guard.
Oh, I see.
To be a crossing guard.
Crossing guard, not
a streetwalker.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a streetwalker.
Is that Eddie Murphy as every teen where he goes, the number one thing you got to do as a dad might be Chris Rock. Keep your daughter off the pole.
Yeah.
And streetwalking would be right there with it. So.
Crossing guard.
Also, Sonia Phillips sounds like it'd be the name of one of those models from the Robert Palmer music video, doesn't it? Sonia Phillips.
It's a good name.
All right. Hashtag mom. God, fashions. Just in the nick of time. Did your computer die again?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
We get the blue screen.
I don't know what's happening.
We got the blue screen of death on the computer. Well, we managed to squeeze in mom confessions. We do them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, right here. I would say four, maybe three out of 5 days a week after the program, we will get a visit from Nicole, who works in our office. And it's her job, when you win a prize here on the radio station, to call, get your information confirmed, and get your prize to you. It's called our marketing and promotions department.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it contesting department, and that's her job. And I have such horrible handwriting that unless Rochelle handles it or whatever, no one can read what I write down. So when she needs to contact people and say, I want to confirm your address, it's a garbled mess.
We call it hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics, yeah, yes. Sure. And this has become a thing where I don't even need to say hello or say, what's up, what can I do for you? Because I know why she's coming to my office.
Mm-hmm.
She can't read my handwriting.
That's correct.
And it's hard, and I make an effort every day thinking about this to try. It's just, and I don't know that I have horrible handwriting. I think if I slow down and take my time, it's just that my brain works so fast and I'm trying just to get it done.
It's also hard because sometimes when we're taking the names, and it's a little muffled. How do you spell that? What did you do? It can
The problem's me. I'm the problem.
Well,
I can't, I just can't be patient enough to take my time to write legibly. So I feel bad every day that this is the case. Mm-hmm. And this is not just a problem here at work. This is a problem in general. And if I sign a check, when I have to send a letter to somebody, once in a while, I'll have to send a card or a thank you note. My handwriting is horrible.
Yes.
And you go, the post office isn't going to know what the hell
exactly,
that is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I looked this up. There's something called writingclasses.com, the Gotham writing course. This is Forbes endorsed best of the web. You can either go into New York and do this, or you can do online classes where they help you not only do creative writing and teach you how to make a resume.
Yeah.
They do all of that stuff. They also help you have more legible
handwriting?
/ attractive looking handwriting.
Stop it.
Like, you remember everybody in third grade would say, my teacher has the most beautiful handwriting.
Yeah,
every teacher had those beautiful it was like sort of cursive, but sort of swirls.
Right.
My name is Mrs. So-and-so. Welcome to fourth grade. I could never write like that. Well, now you can with the Gotham Writing Course. This is not an advertisement or anything, by the way. They didn't ask me. This has nothing to do with anything. I just thought, seriously, maybe I should do an online handwriting course because I'm such a slob. You know?
I'm wondering, number one, if you do it online, how your handwriting improves because it's done online. So are they just giving you an instruction manual? And then you have to. So then do they provide you with...
And you also print out, again, I'm just looking at this. I haven't signed up. You can only do so much. But you print out little forms and then you trace it.
They give you like gridded paper like they do in elementary school so you can learn to write in between the lines.
No, that's right. That's correct.
Fantastic.
So
you and Grayson can practice together. It'll be great.
His handwriting is almost the same as mine.
It really
is. And he's 7 years old.
It's true.
I write like a first grader. Remember, are you smarter than a fifth grader? How about do you write like a first grader? So Sorry about that, Nicole. I'll see you in a few hours. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. A big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Being the know, number five to number one is back to business Monday. Thanks for staying in touch all weekend on the socials, wherever you get your podcasts, and right there at 1071theboss.com. Well, this is cute. It's a 10-month-old baby surprising his parents, blurting out a phrase 10 months old.
What's up?
What's up? Do you hear that?
Play it again.
It's a 10-month-old saying, what's up?
Oh.
And of course, the answer back is, what's up?
What's up?
Have a Bud Light, kid. That's it. That's the whole story.
That was it?
How about one more?
That's so cute.
I figure I'm such a horrible person. Once in a while, I want to give you something nice.
That's very sweet.
The baby saying, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? All right, number four, follow-up to a story we brought you about a month or so ago. New York City has officially hired its very first rat czar. Good job, Mayor Adams. Oh, you're God. On it. The administration has hired the rat czar, which, by the way, is a $175,000 a year taxpayer position.
Incredible.
Taxpayer dollar position to mitigate the rodent problem across the five boroughs. She beat out almost 1,000 applicants for the job. Here is the new rat czar, Kathleen Karate.
You'll be seeing a lot of me and a lot less rats.
Man, that was her big line. She's looking for, ask not what your country can do for you. What does Kathleen come up with?
You'll be seeing a lot of me and a lot less rats. A
lot less rats.
I believe her. She sounds like she's going to go down there and enforce it.
Remember like in the Batman movie with Harvey Dent, there's going to be all those posters.
Yeah.
Lot less rats. What's her next gig going to be? Where do you go into a...
Yeah, where do you go from there?
You go into a headhunter, takes a look at your resume. Well, let's see here. Graduated from Cornell, New York City. Rat czar?
You think she'll wear a cape?
Why would you wear a cape?
I don't know.
I don't know that czars
She's
wear capes.
She's a czar. I think she can make up her own uniform. There's never been a rat czar ever She's before.
You're walking down the halls of City Hall.
Yeah.
People are looking around like, what the f*** is she wearing a cape? she's the new rat czar. The mayor just hired. Oh.
Either that or she should wear like a Ninja Turtle outfit hanging out with all the rats.
Boo.
Come on.
I love you, but that's the stupidest thing you ever said.
No, it's not.
Get it? Because she's hanging out with the ninja. I got it. They learned ninja from a rat.
Right.
I'll
be seeing a lot of
I know.
And a lot less
rats. A lot less rats. I got it. Number three, here's today's Mythbuster from Pete Davidson, you know, the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Saturday Night Live. Well, there's a rumor going around Hollywood that he has an enormous wiener.
You're
going
to need a bigger boat.
Oh, is that because he's not all that attractive and he gets lots of attractive women?
Well, hang on a second here. This is what he had to say about this. He was interviewed on a podcast.
I don't understand. It's really not that special. Not too big or too small.
Okay, so you're correct. Here's the situation here. I'm sure that's true. He's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
But he is a homely, ugly guy.
I don't know if he's ugly.
And while he's got a lot of money, and women do enjoy a guy with a sense of humor,
yes.
I think the assumption from both the public and the Hollywood community is that how in the hell did this guy end up with one babe after another?
Yeah.
It must be that he's got a ginormous wiener.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole story.
Well, he's setting the record straight. I don't know if that's a good thing for him.
Well, you make a good point, because... If people say, well, it can't be the money, and it can't be that he's that funny, and if it isn't the wiener, what the hell is it that's attracting all of these women? Does he have incriminating files on these people so they have to be seen at a Lakers game with him? There's something more to this story. I can't figure out exactly what it is.
He's got a vial of love potion number nine.
There's something, a little sketch going on, that if it's not one of those three things, maybe it's his impeccable handwriting. Maybe he took the...
Maybe that's what
maybe he was doing SNL on the weekend, and he was doing the Gotham handwriting course during the week. Maybe that's like, man, your handwriting turns beyond. Dot that I and cross that T.
Wow.
You know, in my head, every time I use that expression, I think to myself, did I do that backwards? Dot that I, cross that T. I always want to say dot that T, cross that I.
Maybe you really do need this course.
How did I get this show?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just a mystery
to
everybody.
How did you get a high school diploma?
Well, you've never seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Number two in a new interview, Heidi Klum.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Says that the wings that the Victoria's Secret models wear when they do those runway shows and the commercials weigh about 50 pounds and are very uncomfortable and actually have torn skin off of her shoulder. When she's had them on.
I mean, the Victoria's Secret models are only 50 pounds. How are the wings 50 pounds?
Now that's a good joke right there. Your Ninja Turtle joke sucked, but that was better than the joke I had ready to go.
Well done.
I was going to go with not the only thing in their person that weighs 50 pounds, but yours was better.
It was.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Bonus story for you. If you haven't done your taxes yet, good news. You still got time. A lot of people think April 15th, but that, of course, was Saturday. Today, the 17th, but not today because it's a federal holiday. It's the new Emancipation Day. So you got till tomorrow.
Right.
You got till tomorrow to file your taxes.
Listen, if you haven't started by today, whether it's a federal holiday or not, good luck. Even TurboTax isn't going to be able to help you.
It's funny. I did. I heard an advertisement for Jackson Hewitt, I think it was. And they go, the deadline is the 18th. So if you need us to file an extension and figure this out for you.
Right. You're not
getting it done. You deadbeat son of a bitch, you.
Yeah.
We'll take care of it.
Right.
Also, if you thought your kids had school today, I'm sorry.
Is there no school today?
I think in a lot of districts there isn't.
Oh, okay.
Again, it's now a federal holiday.
All right.
And number one, new poll asked Americans, this is unbelievable. Could you recreate famous works of art if you had all the time in the world? If it was your full-time job to recreate a great work of art, could you do it? Okay. And according to this survey, this is the one that stands out, 9% of Americans say, yeah, I could definitely do Michelangelo's David sculpture. 4% think they could paint the Mona Lisa, an exact replica of Da Vinci's Mona Lisa.
Really?
Yeah, you know that, David? I could do that. And at first it seemed ridiculous. Then I thought to myself, this is my mother. This is my mother who would say exactly that.
No.
You just take some clay. I've made many sculptures. You might not know this about me. People think I don't sculpture. I sculpture often. Look, where you get a kiln in the closet, Ma? What are you talking about? Where do you get clay? Where are you buying your clay?
You're in so much trouble if she hears this.
She doesn't listen to the show. My father does listen to the show.
And he's laughing in his chair.
And he is laughing in his chair, but if she happened to hear it, he would immediately throw me under the bus. Yeah, I just thought, that's not funny at all. I don't, not even a little bit. Let's go back to the Ninja Turtles. Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Victoria Beckham. She's 49 today. She had a little work done. Even seen her lately.
A little bit. A little bit of work done.
She's looking a little rough.
She's Posh Spice. She's allowed to do that.
Jennifer Garner is 51. Adam McKay, he's the guy behind Anchorman and Step Brothers and Talladega Nights. Shake.
And Bake.
55 today. Boomer Esiason. Boomer, our buddy up at WFAN Radio. That's the guy Chernoff used to be his boss.
Yeah.
He is 62 today. Is he a big enough deal that he's in the world famous celebrity birthday file?
I guess.
One of our fellow radio hosts.
He's done other things than radio, though. Yeah. I think that's why.
Yeah, that's true. He was an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And he was on Monday Night Football.
A little bit.
But right now, he's just on WFAN.
I know, but he's done other things. Posh Spice was a Spice Girl 25 years ago. Yeah. She's in there, too.
Chernoff was her boss at one point, too,
probably.
I believe. A lot of plastic. Didn't care for it. I don't know why we're so hard on Boomer, because really, it was Chernoff he was making fun of, not us.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not
fighting Chernoff's battles anymore.
I don't even know who he is, like I said before, so I, whatever. I don't.
And Jan Hammer, he's the guy that did the Miami Vice theme. He's 75 today. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
You know what cracks me up is that song will come up from time to time. We do like the 1985 countdown. And Van Dusen, no matter how many memos I sent to him, goes, here he is, Jan Hammer. I'm like, it's Jan. He's Czechoslovakian. He's... Who speaks Czechoslovakian in Jersey? Sorry, bud. All right. I just figured I'd let you know. It's okay.
You have a great Dusen impersonation. It's fantastic.
Here he is, Jan Hammer. It's Jan Hammer. And then he'll get it backwards. He'll go, it's Jan Hammer. I'm like, it's Jan Hammer. Forget it. Don't give him the Miami Vice theme on the show. I expect this from Boomer. Maybe I'll have Chernoff talk to him. Today is National Cheese Ball Day, National Ford Mustang Day.
Oh.
It's the anniversary of the Mustang coming out this day of 1964 at the New York World's Fair in Queens, Flushing Meadows Park.
Okay.
And it's...
Nerd alert!
Shut up. It's National Blah 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 Day. Happy National Blah 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 Day. Oh, and happy birthday to Daffy Duck. He made his first appearance this day of 1937.
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Oh, no, wait. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Who's your dad?
It's horrible.
Your dad? Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
My God. Now, first of all, that's Donald Duck, not Daffy Duck. And second of all, that's filthy, and I'm ashamed. But only a little bit. That was Donald Duck. We're talking about Daffy Duck.
Yes.
Did you have a birthday you wanted to mention here?
Yeah. Well, it says, can you please give a shout out, a happy birthday to my lovely bride, Teresa Love Ray.
Okay.
Yes, that's very nice.
I hope you guys have a beautiful day together. Sorry to associate you with that smut, but but only a little bit.
And Stephen Tom's River says that you remind him of Pete Davidson because you're a normal guy that has a good job and you have a babe. I said, thanks, Steve.
Well, listen.
Thanks, Steve. Well, and you're very funny.
Well, there you go.
All right.
There
you go. You know what? I got nothing to say about that.
I mean, that says it all.
I personally just think I'm a little better looking. I grant you I'm fat, but I think I'm a little better looking than Pete Davidson, who looks like a monkey. I mean, he's just an ugly kid. But you know, like, you know, monkeys kind of look like people, but not really. That's what Pete Davidson's face looks. I'm
he's
not
got
saying
the Neanderthal looking little.
Funny, talented, I'll give him that, but just a homely kid and going out with
everybody
supermodel.
Everybody has their own taste in people, though. I mean, I don't think he's, I really don't, I don't think he's hot, but I don't think he's not attractive, if I'm being honest. I don't know.
I don't get it. You know what he looks like, Joe? Do you agree with this at all? I mean, he's ugly, isn't he?
Who?
The Pete Davidson kid.
Oh. Not going to call someone ugly.
Well, I said it. I don't care. And I also agree with that person. I'm a total boob, so I agree. I don't know how I married a hot babe, how I get to work with talented people, or how I got this show. I agree. Yeah. And I don't know that I agree that I'm funny either, but I'll take the compliment, so thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, Boomer Esiason has a resume longer than all of ours put together. Of stuff he has done.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, he said that he was an NFL quarterback, and he was on Monday Night Football, and now
he's on the CBS NFL Today. He's been on doing that for years.
Why
he's
are you?
Radio.
You're always defending Boomer. You are because
I love Boomer. He's a good guy. Boomer's a good guy.
I'm not saying he's not a good guy. I'm just saying he did kind of rag on us a little bit. Although it was mostly about Chernoff.
Chernoff. He didn't say anything bad about us. He doesn't even know who we are.
Well, he said he couldn't understand why the hell we hired Chernoff. And I didn't appreciate that because I love Mark, even though he makes me crazy.
Went to the University of Maryland, was a big quarterback back then at Maryland.
Big fan.
He's a really good guy, and his son has cystic fibrosis, and he is a major fundraiser for CF. So he's a good guy.
He's also really hosting a competing event when we're doing the blast-off. How's that make you feel about
it? Of course he is.
How's that make you feel?
Everybody did that.
He's sucking people away from you.
You know what? We do the original. There is no one can say that at all. I remember the one time we were up at Jenkins's the first year, and that station from Trenton all of a sudden showed up at Martell's.
Right? Yeah.
There were five people there, and we had 8,000.
Yeah.
And ever since then, every single radio station in both New York and Philadelphia all of a sudden has to do a Memorial Day thing because they saw the success of what we had done at the other station.
And the tradition continues this year, though I assume Boomer will have more people than us. But that's a problem.
Probably.
Because as you point out, he's got a big, long resume. He's an amazing guy. Yeah,
He is an amazing guy. I'm not going to hear my name on the fan getting bashed around. Because
What this is about. That's
exactly what this is
about.
Okay,
fine. Well, then there you go. So to Boomer and what's his name? Giovanni that's on with him? Come after me. Right. Come after Robbie. Leave Joe Nolan out of this. And if you want to go ahead and make fun of him.
Says nothing, but I see him at the Jets games all the time.
Oh, now I see what it is. Oh, now it's a big yuck fest at the Jets game that I'm never invited to. That's what it is. Now I get it.
I see him and, Namath I see all the time. I see all these guys and, I'm not going to have them mad at me because Chernoff. Because
they're big football players. Could just run you over.
Because I'm on the air with some goon that somehow managed to get a show and a hot wife. I'm not going to be a part of this. not going to soil my reputation because of your failures.
That's very funny. That's right.
You're a name dropper is what you are.
You're
an elbow rubber.
No, not really. But Chernoff, they don't want to.
I really wish you'd just let this go, please. I feel bad. All right, Mark, we'll let it go.
All right, Mark, don't worry about it.
What a weasel he is. That's what this is all about. He just doesn't want anybody to say anything to him when he's up there, big shot, when he's house announcer for the Jets games. That's what this is about. Okay. He knows I'm right.
I don't really know the guy. I don't know.
Well, he just went on and on about how great he is, and that's why. It's not that he cares. Because he wants everybody to be like, hey,
Joe.
He can
like who he wants to like. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
That's ridiculous. Let's do this thing.
It's He Said.
The suck up.
She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
An ass-kicking suck up. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just a dummy who somehow got this show and got a Rochelle. So, and I don't disagree with that. I am a dummy.
Nobody said you were a dummy.
Pete Davidson and I both should be kissing the ground and thanking baby Jesus that we got what we got going. I agree.
Okay, no one said you were a dummy.
We are obsessed with the show The Blacklist, which is now in its final season over there on the NBC machine. And we love James Spader, who plays the lead role.
So good.
Plays the criminal mastermind / complicated / anti-hero, Reddington. We love the show. So if you've seen it, you know how good he is in this role. This is a guy, I don't know how he's not winning an Emmy for every episode. He's so good. So kind of thinking, is there an actor? Because we said this, I guess I read the the history of the show. And Kiefer Sutherland was originally cast and then decided not to do it. And that's when they got Spader in there.
Yeah.
And I said, I couldn't imagine anybody but him playing this role. And you see him interviewed, and it's he's one of those things where he plays it so well, but yet it is kind of who, it is him, you mm-hmm. know? So I said, is there an actor who does a character so well, who's so great in their role, that there could never be anybody else plays a role?
Yeah.
Next one I think comes to mind is pick a role Harrison Ford has done. You can't see any. Remember, Tom Selleck was originally going to be Indiana Jones?
Yes.
You can't picture anybody but Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Actor yeah. so good, nobody or, else could do the role.
There's quite a few. Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Sure.
You can't put anyone else in there as Jack Sparrow. I know that Disney had their whole thing with him, but nobody else could do it.
I think you could put Keith Richards in the role. He's just too old. But
no, but he wouldn't be Jack Sparrow. It would be
Johnny Depp is just doing a Keith Richards impression.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston as Walter White.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his role. Julie Andrews as Mary Poppins.
That's a great answer.
They tried to redo the Mary Poppins. It was not.
No, Emily Blunt is very talented, but she just wasn't the
not
same.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Okay. Nobody else can play that role. Morgan Freeman as God. I mean, he is God.
If you're not my God.
If you
Morgan Freeman's
God,
my God.
I hear Morgan Freeman's voice. If someone says, think of what God sounds like, you hear Morgan Freeman, do you not? Who else do you hear?
I don't know. I don't.
You hear Morgan Freeman.
I'm not thinking about God talking to me.
I'm just saying, if you thought about God
I'm hoping I don't. God doesn't notice me, to be honest with you. I don't want to be in trouble.
You hear Morgan Freeman. You just do.
All right. Is there an actor, does a character so well, there could never be anybody else plays a role. You can't replace them. They really are irreplaceable. Whom would you think of? Who comes to mind first? 732-774-4444. Boss lines are open. 774-4444. You can text us for your same number or get us on Facebook. Those are coming up. You're He Said.
She Said.
Thank you for listening. Please do keep it on for Miss Michelle, who was out at the Pat Benatar Show, State Theater, New Brunswick last night. We get some pictures if you didn't make it or if you're looking for yourself in the crowd on our Boss Facebook. She'll have tickets today to Best of the Eagles at the Wellmont, which is up in Montclair. And she'll have the business of the day from our friends at Chocolate Carousel in Wall.
Yes.
John and Lisa, who we happened to see out at the Springsteen show at the Prue the other night, which is kind of fun. By the way, we'll have three chances today to win some free money. $5,000 in your hand will get you qualified for the $5,000 with a couple of $100 bills out of the free money machine when we play. We get three times to play today. Have not done it yet. So your first chance, very soon, you know exactly when, if you have signed up at 1071theboss.com. All right, our He Said.
She Said.
What actor? So good at what they do. We were thinking about James Spader from The Blacklist. What actor so good? You can't imagine anybody else playing the role. There could not be a replacement.
Kevin said Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia.
Sure.
Nikki said Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown.
Yeah, I think that's probably true of Marty McFly, of Michael J. Fox as well.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, they tried to hire a guy.
I was going to say, wasn't there someone else cast before him?
Eric Stoltz.
Right.
Who's been in a few things.
Yeah.
And they filmed like half the movie, and then they went, this is not working.
Right.
We got to get Michael J. Fox in here.
Right.
Yeah.
And text from 1011 said Julie Andrews as the Queen in The Princess Diaries, Tim Allen as a Santa Claus, and Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
I don't know if I can agree with you on Santa Claus. I think...
Yeah, there's a lot of great Santa Clauses, but I guess for everyone, kind of like Morgan Freeman for me is my God voice, like you have that that picture.
Morgan Freeman is my Lord and Savior.
I didn't say he's my Lord and Savior, but he's my God voice.
Yeah.
Like he's the voice I hear. So maybe Tim Allen is just her quintessential Santa Claus.
I get that. It's funny to me, the quintessential Santa Claus is not an actor. It's
the cartoon.
The Coca-Cola. You know?
Oh, the Coca-Cola.
Those
oh,
old
yeah.
Norman well, Rockwell. You know?
Right, right.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, it's the boss.
Yeah, hi. I would say Robin Williams in Hook. He was the best as Peter Pan.
Yeah, I would say, also, can you imagine they tried to have the guy that does Homer Simpson be the genie from Aladdin? It wasn't the same without Robin Williams, right?
Yeah, Robin Williams in like anything he did.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good answer. Thank you. Hi, it's the boss. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I would say, my name's Kathy. I would say no one can play, It's a Wonderful Life, no one like Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those movies you just don't ever remake it because it's perfect the way it was.
Right. Exactly.
Good answer. Thank you for calling. Drive safe. Hi, it's the boss. Good morning.
Yeah, I got one. Ready?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones as Darth Vader.
Yeah. I think, didn't we read, right? He's like 95. They recorded his voice, and now they're going to use it forever, even after, you know, we lose him. Because that's how good he is.
Well, right. He's the only one. And did you know that that guy was originally a stutterer? He had a stuttering problem?
No, I didn't know that.
He overcame it.
Wow.
Yep, and he overcame it, and now he's Darth Vader.
Well, that's pretty cool. Thank you for that tidbit. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Have a good day. Thanks for calling. Hi, it's a boss. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? You got an answer for us?
Yeah, Tony Shahab, Monk.
Yeah. Yeah. Monk is a good show. I forget about that show sometimes.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. Pretty appreciate the call. Drive safe. Hey, it's a boss. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, one TV show I loved back in the 80s was Mark and Mindy.
Yeah.
Nobody could replace Robin Williams if they tried to bring that back.
Man, we've now had a... We've had a couple of Robin Williams answers, and it's funny. Every role he did, you can't picture anybody else.
No.
Oh, he did, even in Popeye, when he played Popeye in the movie.
Yes, that was such a cute movie.
That movie sucks.
No, we didn't. Come on.
It's really a shame what happened to the poor guy. It really is. He was a gifted actor. He really was a gifted actor and comedian.
No doubt about
that. It's a shame what happened to him. All right, have a great day, guys.
You too, my friend. I think there was our super fan, Bill. I believe that's Bill, if I'm forgetting his name. Also, it's Tony Shalhoub, I think, as I was... thinking about that, the guy that played Monk, Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
Not sure what he said, but we knew what you meant.
Yeah.
See, actors so good, you can't imagine anybody else playing their role, their character. 732-774-4444. Could be a movie, could be a TV show. 774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. We'll grab a couple more. Your He Said.
She Said.
This morning.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Hello?
Hi, you're caller 10. You're through to play.
No way.
Nice going. Who's this?
That's amazing. My name is Amanda.
Amanda, what are you up to today? You working?
I am.
Okay. What town?
I'm in Belmar, New Jersey.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Let me tell you, you already qualified for $5,000. You're in the running for the 5K cash jackpot, which is pretty good. And let's see how
That's
much.
That's amazing.
Let's see how much money we get out of the free money machine just for getting through this morning.
Okay, let's do this.
Hang on, I got to connect to Wi-Fi, downloading. You know how these computers go. There we are. And let's see what happens here. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Yeah, it looks like $100 cash. Not a bad way to start a Monday. Way to go, Amanda.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell them who is Jersey's free money radio station, please.
Oh, 107.1 The Boss.
Going to need that money to pay your rent in Belmar.
Yeah.
Good grief. Two more chances to win the big cash today. Michelle has the next one right after 10. And congrats, Amanda, on winning $100 this morning, qualifying for that $5,000.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Good one today. We started talking about The Blacklist, which unfortunately is in its final season, man. We're just obsessed with the show. I'm going to be itching for more when it's over. But is there an actor that is so good, plays her character so well, you can't imagine anybody else in the role? There just would not be a replacement that would make it the same. It just wouldn't be a hit. And once in a while, this will happen. Well, they'll cast somebody new in a movie and do a sequel or whatever, and it stinks. It's not the same deal. Who's first that comes to mind for you?
Andy says Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump or anything he does.
Yeah. Forrest Gump, I'll definitely agree.
Yeah.
There's some of them where maybe I could picture. I mean, I think anybody could have. George Clooney would have been fine in Sleepless in Seattle, you know?
Yeah, like that's fine. Maybe some of his older stuff, but I think... The older he's gotten, the more he's kind of developed in those roles.
I'll tell you what, and someone mentioned Tim Allen as the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, no other voices could do Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
No way.
Even the little kids would know better.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
Like, Buzz Lightyear.
Ray says John Candy is Del Griffith from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a big John Candy guy, you know that. But
I don't know how you can't love him in that role, though. It's just such a kind of, especially at the end of the movie, it's such a heart-wrenching, sad role that it's hard to picture anyone else being able to make you laugh and also make you cry all within the same hour and a half. It's a great role.
Uncle Buck would be one that I'd have trouble imagining.
Sure.
Although I used to work with a guy, Al Brock, that looked like Uncle Buck. And we used to call him that. Here he comes. It's our boss, Uncle Buck.
0278 said Larry Hagman is JR.
Oh, I mean, classic role. I love Dallas. That's a great show. Hi, it's a boss.
You looking for actors that
can
be replaced?
Yeah.
Hi, James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano.
Yeah, that's a perfect answer. I can't imagine anybody.
All right.
Thanks for calling. There's a GPS lady in the background. Hi, it's a boss. Good morning.
Hey, Robbie. How you doing, pal?
All right. How you doing, Ray?
Good. How about Sylvester Stallone and Rocky?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be hard to imagine anybody else. I got to say, though, that kid playing Creed, I know he's not supposed to be Rocky, but he does the same kind of movie very effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but Rocky's the original. I mean, Stallone's the original, I should say.
There you go. Thank you, buddy. Hi, it's the boss. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, do you have an answer?
Yes, I do. Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's the best Batman.
It's hard to imagine. I mean, you see other people do it, and you always compare him to Michael Keaton.
Always.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. I was trying to avoid doing my Batman voice. I'm Batman.
And you did it.
And I did it. Batman at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Batman. I want chicken nuggies.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to do, isn't it? Just imagine Batman in any situation.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Your call's very important to us. And I'm Batman. Do that all day.
Please don't.
I mean, by the way, Adam West was first. So it's kind of funny how people now say Michael Keaton is the guy, you know, because Adam West did it first.
Yeah, but I don't know if he did it better.
No, I'm not going to say he did it better. It's very different. It's almost not Batman. It's so different.
Yeah.
When he was dancing and doing the bam, mm-hmm. boom, and pow.
Right.
732-774-4444. Boss Text Connect is always open. We check these even after the show. You can also do it on Facebook anytime. Actors so good, nobody else could play the role. You can't imagine. It would just it'd stink if it wasn't them. That's your he said.
She said.
Thanks for all the calls on this one, all right? Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 1071, the Boss Jersey's Free Money Station. Congrats again to Amanda Zalman. She was, that's me on the radio. Listen at work. She just won a few minutes ago in Belmar. She got $100 out of the free money machine, qualified for $5,000. Two more chances. Qualify for the big cash jackpot from this local radio station. Local listeners, local station, mm-hmm. local winners. That's how it works, all right? You qualify for the $5,000. You win a couple $100 out of the free money machine every time we play. Two more chances to play today. Michelle has arrived also as the business of the day, so let us know if you're listening at work, and she'll have tickets to see the best of the Eagles. They're a great band. They do all the Eagles songs.
Right.
Only much cheaper.
Yes.
It's at the Wellmont Theater. Matter of fact, these, though, are free. That show's coming up in September. She'll have those for you. Make sure you catch the podcast today, because we mentioned Boomer Esiason's birthday earlier. You can hear Joe sucking up mercilessly, endlessly. It's disgusting.
Just get over it. It's fine.
We'll get that posted, Robbie and Rochelle Page. 1071theboss.com as soon as we wrap here momentarily. Also back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. We'll have the food file for you. Another round of He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50, Fast Five, birthdays, and a whole lot more.